Hey, listeners, it is time for our nonprofit spotlight, which is a collaboration between KHNS and the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation. More information at chilkatvalleycf.org. Today, we have Neve Dardis, which she is the infant learning program. You know what? I'm going to just turn it over to her and let her introduce who she is. I'm so new at this. All right. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi, good morning, Sierra. Thanks for having me on.
Wonderful.
My name is Neve, and I'm the coordinator of the Reach Infant Learning Program. And we are based in Juneau, but we do provide services in Haines, Skagway, Clockwan. We also serve a number of other communities throughout Southeast as well. And so what we do is we are a program that provide early intervention child developmental services for families with kiddos age birth up to age 3. We have a team of 3 speech language pathologists. We have 2 occupational therapists, 1 part-time physical therapist. We also have a pediatric social worker, a full-time developmental specialist, and most recently we just hired a music therapist, which we are pretty excited about. And so in addition to providing, like I said, services in Juneau, we do travel to Haines monthly, and then if we do get referrals from Skagway, Clockwan, and other communities throughout Southeast, then we kind of base like our visiting schedule just really kind of on an individual basis with where a family is at and kind of what they're needing and what kind of intensive interventions that they may have at a time. And so we work in partnership with families to kind of that may have some concerns with their child's development. We're a home visiting service, so you don't need to come to us. We will come to you.
Huge.
Yeah, so I know that a lot of people, it can just be a hassle, especially with little ones trying to get out the door or transportation or things like that. And so, we come to you. We also work with families to secure some venues in the community, so maybe like the park, the swimming pool, library. We also partner with a lot of child care providers, just to kind of have that whole wraparound comprehensive team approach to a child's developmental needs. And like I said, just kind of always wanting to optimize those positive outcomes.
Yeah. So everybody in the child's life is in some way prepared and has some information.
Exactly. Yeah. And then so I kind of wanted this morning just to share, we got a couple of events coming up in the community that we'd love to just kind of spread the word and hopefully have people be able to kind of become a little bit more acquainted with our services. So the first event we have, we're collaborating with the Skagway School District, and there is a Child Find event happening there at the school on Thursday, April 27th.
Did you say the 27th of April?
April 27th, and it's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's happening right there at the school in Skagway.
Very cool. And what kind of things are you providing, talking about? Kind of like what would that look like showing up?
Sure. So we will be offering hearing and vision screenings, and also just kind of like talking to parents that may have any kind of just questions about their child's development, kind of wondering where they're at relative to their age. And kind of be able to provide some resources. And then if a parent is interested in potentially engaging with our services, referring, that's something that we can assist with on that day too.
Okay. And how would that look like going further in engaging? Is there somewhere online that they have to go or come talk to one of you guys?
So we, for this event specifically, if they just want to kind of come to the school, Cody Burnham at the Skagway School District, you can reach out to them and schedule an appointment, but we also have capacity just to take people who show up also.
Okay, good. There's some options there.
And then, so they can schedule ahead of time if that's most convenient, to make sure they have a designated slot, or they can just show up and we'll be happy just to chat to them and see if they're interested in going through like a developmental questionnaire or getting those hearing and vision screenings, which often parents need sometimes when they are about to enter into the school district, and so we assist with that.
Okay. It might seem like a silly question, but I'm assuming it's kind of like a whole family can kind of come. Like, I'm assuming kids are welcome like for parents to bring their kids to this event.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. We love to see kiddos. The more, the merrier.
Perfect. And you said that you guys are also going to be providing a event in Haines as well.
We are. So this one's a little further out. So we are participating in the Haines Health Fair, which is going to be on May 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's at the Haines Public Health Clinic on Main Street.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Cool. And so we're collaborating with Parents of Teachers. We work a lot. We work closely with Parents of Teachers in Haines. They're a great resource, too, for families. And then also with Public Health Nursing. So it's a collaborative event. And again, some of similar services available, just information on child development. There's an offer any kind of questions, talk about any concerns a parent might have, and then also offering those hearing and vision screenings, too.
Again, so similar to the one
similar
in Skagway.
Similar to what's one in Skagway, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Also, another question that I had is, would this be beneficial to, like, babysitters or nannies or people who are taking care of kids and not just parents? Kind of like, what is it geared towards?
Yeah, so it's primarily geared towards parents and kind of children. ILP, our population that we serve, is from birth to age 3, but families with older children are definitely available to come, like I said, because parents and teachers will be there, and then also for just general public health information.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we're always happy to engage with any, you know, child care providers, you know, even grandparents, you know, extended family members, teachers in the community, whoever just has an interest in child development, work with children to provide kind of, you know, some good tools and resources that can aid them in their practice too.
Good. That's, thank you. Thank you for answering all my little questions there. I know Haines in particular is going to be really excited for this, and I don't know too much about Skagway. I haven't been over there enough, but yeah, I bet they're going to be super, super thrilled to have this too. And just thank you for, you know, providing this and being there
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. And so we are hoping to put together a similar event in Kwokwong. We don't have the details finalized yet, but when we do, I'll make sure that you guys have that information so you can help get the word out too.
Oh, that's good. People don't have to come all the way into town for that.
Yeah, it's a track, I know. So we're trying to, like I said, trying to do our best to bring services and resources to people and not put a burden on folks trying to come to us.
Yeah, really reaching out to everyone. That is, it's huge. It's what small communities are all about, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Collaboration.
Well, so how long have you in particular been in the Lynn Canal Valley here?
I have been with the Infant Learning Program actually for about 8 months. However, I have been with Reach for over 11 years, and a lot of my the other positions that I've held at the agency, because we do offer wider developmental disability services up through, you know, right through older childhood, teen, and through adulthood. And so I've been connected with Haines for probably about 6 or 7 years now. So definitely have a little bit of familiarity with the community, you know, some wonderful folks up there.
That's so
we
good.
Do a lot of partner. Yeah, we do a lot of partnership with, you know, the school, with SALE, public health, and parents and teachers. And so, yeah, we have a great, good working relationship with, and really, really enjoy when we get to participate and assist families up there in those communities.
Wow, I love that. Really bridging that connection gaps that sometimes can be felt between Skagway and Haines. And it's just so good seeing people who really care and want to get in with the kids and just help and bring so much community and knowledge and learning to the table.
Yeah, and I know it can be hard. Sometimes a lot of resources are kind of confined to the main hubs. It's, you know, going to Anchorage or even sometimes coming to Juneau. And so we're really glad that we're able to hop on seaplanes or the ferry and get up and see people where they're at.
And come right over. That's so good. A little question about what the in-home services look like. Does it depend on I assume it depends, of course, on the child, but kind of like what services are provided there if people want to reach out further and continue with this?
Sure. So the best way, we take referrals from primary care physicians, from parents directly, you know, other people that could be in a kiddo's life. They can just reach out directly to us, and I'll provide that contact info here in just a second.
Okay.
And then once we receive a referral, a member of the team gets in contact with the family. We get a little bit more insight, some information just about kind of, you know, where things are at right now, any concerns that a person may have related to the kiddo's development. Maybe they recently did get a diagnosis, they're awaiting one, or they're just feeling like, I feel like something's just not, you know, not quite right.
Yeah.
And then once we talk a little bit more in-depthly with them, do the intake, we then have a two-person team from with some of our therapists. They will meet with the family and we'll do an actual developmental evaluation. And then depending on the outcome of that evaluation, then we make a plan for what if the family wishes to enroll in the program, and then we really tailor services to their needs. So some families, it might be they just want like a monthly visit. Sometimes we might see them weekly. And then depending on the need, whether maybe there's concerns with speech, we would have a speech language therapist on the team. We may have an occupational therapist or a developmental specialist. And so we really tailor it to where a child and a family are at in a
specific situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And we provide, you know, educational materials. We provide hands-on activities. We provide just, you know, information about things that can be incorporated into current daily routines that might assist with, you know, where that kiddo was at that time. And like I said, always kind of working on having those positive outcomes.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. There's so many families are just so lucky to have that resource so close by and kind of easily accessible there.
And so if anybody wants to get in touch with us, you don't have to wait until there's a community child find event. Like I said, we are always available for questions and referrals. And so you can contact us. Our direct line here to the program is 907-796-7277. And that takes you right directly to our program assistant, Cassandra. And then we also have a website, and that website is www.reachilp.org. That's reachilp.org.
Wow, so many good avenues to reach out and contact from there. And just before the end of our little talk here, just reiterating that those two events, in Skagway, it's on April 27th, and the times for that were, I didn't get those jotted down.
Yeah, they're, it's all day, so it's like 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the school in Skagway.
At the school in Skagway, perfect. And then in Haines, it's during the Health Week on May 17th, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's it, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Public Health Clinic.
Perfect. All right. That's so exciting. People are going to really, I hope that they really come out and are able to engage. And just thank you again for just being there to provide this service and being something that parents and teachers and all of that can reach out to for more resources.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Sierra, for having me on this morning. And I hope everybody up there has a great rest of their Monday.
Thank you. We hope to talk to you again soon. Have a great rest of your day.
Great. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.